like real estate blogs that are aggregators will blog about our band by accident because they think it's real estate news. So you'll see like a promotional blurb about our album on like a realtor's website.
New Jersey band Real Estate is happy for the attention. Realtors and the rest of us are welcome to enjoy the group's low-key approach to suburban musical bliss. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Real Estate formed in Ridgewood, New Jersey, over 3 years ago, but the guys have played together for quite a bit longer than that. Among other things, they had a Weezer cover band in high school, but they went separate ways for college. Singer and guitarist Martin Courtney played with Titus Andronicus, while guitarist Matthew Mondenial started his side project, DuckTales. After they came back together in the summer of 08, Real Estate was born, putting out several singles and then the critically acclaimed self-titled debut in 2009. The band went on tour with Kurt Vile and Deer Hunter, among others, honing their laid-back but oddly arresting sound as they prepared for their sophomore release. To make it, Real Estate enlisted Titus Andronicus producer Kevin McMahon to oversee the project, and the result is the new album called Days. Real Estate recently came into Studio A for a visit, where FUV's Russ Boris asked them how it all came together.
This record was a lot more meticulous than we were used to working, I think. A lot of that came from Kevin, who we worked with, who was really pushing us, like, certain takes we'd be like, okay, that's fine. He's like, actually, it's not fine. It sounds out of tune. We're like, what are you talking about? I tuned my guitar, you know, but he's like going up all the way on the neck and checking the intonation, making sure like everything is as good as possible. And like, that was something we definitely had to get used to, you know? So I guess to answer your question, yeah, like we were pretty, pretty meticulous on the record. I mean, you don't want to like make it devoid of soul though. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a happy balance. You don't want to get obsessed with perfection.
I don't know.
Now, the Jersey element definitely comes into play on this record because there's a lot of, you know, sort of suburban feels to it. And but it's most definitely different because I'm a Jersey guy, too. So I get the, you know, when people come up to you and they ask you about Jersey and they just talk to you about Jersey Shore or something like that. And you kind of look at them like you just want to punch them in the face.
Where in Jersey are you from?
Central Jersey.
So. Yeah. So, you know, like, yeah. It's Jersey has all that. It's like, it's not wrong to talk right about, like, the Jersey Shore element, but there's also, like, a lot more. It's much more complex than just like...
Right, you're almost in a constant defense of your state. Right.
Yeah, and it makes it's you, true. Like, really proud of your state.
Yeah.
Because you're forced to be.
Yeah.
Monday morning, dirty sidewalks, waiting for me outside that door. Walking slowly up those three blocks, things won't be like they were before.
Live performance by Real Estate with Three Blocks, and before that, It's Real. Both songs appear on the band's new album, Days. Take 5 produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.